Since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. So now, on the phone once again, is Planet Push correspondent Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Good morning, Mark. God's got a snowblower, and he's cleaning the sin off the side.
Okay, great. All right, buddy, look.
Clean.
Yes, I know. Let's start talking about Social Security.
Oh, let's do. I'm as worried as you are, Mark. Security will come in your home and rape your pets. This has been a pus-filled boil festering on America's backside for 60 years now. It's time to lance that sucker. Abomination.
Now, let's wait. Lawton, back up. Aren't you overreacting a little bit here, Lawton?
Not one bit. If you listen to George W. Two-Term's mandate, you would know that Social Security is the worst economic crisis in American history.
Wait a minute.
It's a catastrophe, a mudslide, a tsunami.
All right, look, Lawton, the Great Depression was the worst economic crisis in American history. That's why we have Social Security in the first place, so that old people will never have to go through that kind of ruin and despair and humiliation ever again, okay?
Listen to me now. The Great Depression was the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on the American people.
What?
Worse than the moon landing.
What?
Worse than global warming.
Wait, back up. The Depression was a hoax?
Phony as a $3 bill, Mark. Look at the facts about the so-called Great Depression.
Okay.
One, do I remember it? No.
That
should tell you a lot right there.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Two, does anyone I know remember it? No.
So this
whole web of lies is unraveling. The liberal textbooks have been spewing out Whoppers.
Hold on, Lawton.
You've been eating it.
Wait a minute. What about the soup lines, massive unemployment, the Dust Bowl, starvation, the grapes of wrath? Come on.
Lies. Every word out of Henry Fonda's mouth in that film was a lie.
No.
Jane Darwell, too.
Oh.
The Bolshevik communists over there in Moscow orchestrated this lie that America was having some sort of alleged economic collapse, so they could install one of their own as president.
Whoa. One of their own?
Franklin D. Roosevelt, Mark.
Yeah?
He is in deceiver, demon, dirty.
Oh, come on. This is nuts. All right, Roosevelt was a great American, a compassionate visionary.
FDR was a communist puppet of Joseph Stalin.
Oh,
he grew up right inside the Kremlin. Did you know that?
Wait a minute.
He was redder than a baboon's keister.
He was a Democrat from New York, Lawton.
Yeah, that's what I said. Redder than a baboon's keister.
Yeah,
after the Bolsheviks stole the election for him, Roosevelt and Stalin came up with Social Security. And all that hard-earned American money went straight to Moscow to finance bizarre mind-control experiments on little children.
No.
And puppies.
Oh, wait a minute.
FDR used to hotwire puppies.
Whoa. Come on.
Knows that.
Social Security. No. It was devised so that the working Americans think about it. It was devised so working Americans wouldn't be wiped out in their old age if the economy collapsed because of the short-sighted policies of greedy Republicans like the people you like.
Thank you for proving my point. That kind of communist mind control rhetoric is the cornerstone of the welfare state mentality. You're a slave.
Uh-huh.
You know, God bless him. Reagan couldn't kill that kind of talk. And here's hoping Bush will be able to put a bullet in that.
Listen to me. Listen to me. Social Security is the most successful social program in the history of this country, Lawton, and you hate that because it closes the gap between the haves and that. Stop that. You would sacrifice, you would actually, the well-being of millions of Americans for generations just so you and your cronies could make a few more bucks in the short term. You're trying to tear down FDR and his legacy because none of you ever have had half the imagination or half of his genius. That's right. Cry, you little baby. Yeah. What's the matter now? What?
Annie is my favorite musical.
Oh, my God.
And FDR is in that. He
makes
everything better for the poor orphans.
There you go.
Good man.
Let it out, buddy.
He loves them all.
Okay.
I don't know why Bush hates you so much.
Okay.
The sun will come out.
Let it out, buddy. But you got to stop singing.
He's the best man.
You got to stop singing. I'm glad, man. I'm glad we have these moments where you can find your real self, you know? You all right? What's up?
You know, FDR pretended to have polio just to get Charleston and Foxtrot.
No.
I have video of it.
No. Goodbye, Lawton. Yeah, we're going to talk about this again. All
God
right?
loves you. New deal with it.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Lawton.
I'll talk to you.
I'll talk to you, too, I'm sure.